If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Let me assure you, the God who made heaven and earth and caused Jesus the Messiah to rise from the dead will do what he said in his word. And that is exactly what the word of God says.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, when my wife Janice and I moved first to Wilmington, we would hear the fire horn and immediately head to our basement, thinking there's a tornado coming from somewhere. It baffled us that the sky didn't betray any such storm. That is, until we finally asked someone what was going on and learned that the horn was being used as a notice to volunteer firemen to come and join the team and trucks at an emergency somewhere. Now, before you laugh too hard at the ignorance of this preacher, let me tell you the full context. You see, Janice and I both grew up in the Midwest, where those types of sirens were often called civil defense sirens, or more to the point, tornado sirens. Janice grew up in Kansas, Tornado Alley, and spent half her childhood in the basement of her parents' farmhouse. I grew up in Indiana and Ohio, and although I never saw one of those tornadoes up close and personal, thank God, I was extremely familiar with the aftermath, the devastation in my own community, and likewise spent a good amount of time hunkered down in our basement and doing drills in school hallways. These sirens, these horns, meant something of great power and devastation was nearby. So, take cover. There's another siren, a horn, that's also going to come in the future that the Bible talks about. And that's what we're going to talk about today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, Phil Kagi reminds us that those who really know Jesus are waiting for his return like people waiting for morning light.
Just stand.
In the letter the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica, he was trying to help them counter some false theology that people were feeding them. These believers that had come to a belief in the resurrected Jesus had been told that those amongst them that had died already were going to miss all the benefits of Christ's bodily return. They were being convinced that even though Paul and others had taught them that Jesus rose from the dead, that when they died, they just went into the ground. Jesus was returning, they believed, and he better come very soon, or some of them would miss him, even though they did believe. So Paul tells them, "Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own words, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever." So first of all, when we hear the sirens, the horns, whether here or in the Midwest, we know that they are telling us something dramatic is happening, even something bad, a fire, a tornado. But here in the Bible, it tells me that there will be another trumpet, horn, a siren, sound that will tell me not that something bad is happening, no, rather something terrific is happening. Jesus is meeting me in the air above the earth. In fact, I won't have to decide what to do. I will hear it, hear his call, and immediately rise faster than a speeding bullet. Paul told the Corinthian church who were experiencing some of the same problems, "We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised, imperishable, and we will be changed." In other words, those who trust in Jesus, whose hearts have been cleansed by God, will hear and be transformed in body immediately as they rise in a flash, whether or not their body is still with them here on earth or it has died and been buried on land or sea. Our bodies will become like Jesus' resurrected body, immortal. Because Jesus rose from the dead, those that have put their trust in him will also rise from the dead to live eternally with him in the new heaven and new earth. My friends, for many of you, this is just a reminder of the good news. But for some of you, even some who have trusted in Jesus, you have been persuaded that what I have just shared is just too fantastical. It is not real. Let me assure you, the God who made heaven and earth and caused Jesus the Messiah to rise from the dead will do what he has said in his word. And that is exactly what the Word of God says. In some ways, I think Christ used those tornado sirens of my youth and even in some of my adult to give me a hint that one day, in a twinkling of an eye, I am going to hear that final horn, that final trumpet, that siren. It won't be a warning, but it will be an announcement. Are you ready? You know, you won't have time to decide when that horn sounds. In fact, you won't even see the rest of us go. those who trusted in Jesus. There won't be time. You'll be left behind. Left behind to experience the worst that man can do to each other and God's final judgments on this earth. His eternal wrath is going to be let loose on the wicked. So don't wait. Don't wait. Choose right now. Why don't you pray with me? Pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I want to hear your trumpet. Please forgive me of my sin. I turn away from all those things. I stop doing those things, all those things that are sin. Please come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I would love for you to write or call me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. I'll answer. You can talk to me. You can reach me also through Sunday Breakfast Mission or online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. Sunday Breakfast Mission, all three words, .org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.